Perek Dalet Seif Yud Ches. So we learned before that it is mutter to go and squeeze out fruit or any food into different food, because it's considered oichel l'teich oichel. And now he says you're not allowed to squeeze it out into a place before you want to put it into the food. Good going. You squeeze it out into a cup. And after you've got it in the cup, you want to put it into the salad. You want to put it into the solid. That you're not allowed to do. Let's see that inside. Heter ze shol sipek. Want to squeeze this heter from squeezing out. The toich oichel into food. Loi nemet doesn't, we're not discussing, ela ba'oifen shesrich yeshirut the toich oichel. That's if you squeeze out straight from the food into the food. Aval. Also, l'schot l'teich kli reik. You're not to squeeze it into an empty kli, an empty cup, let's say. Af im kavanosoi liten esam mashke l'teich reichel. Even if afterwards you want to put it into the food, you're not allowed to do that. So machleikis brings down a footnote, there's osman atoya, osman drabonon, but a kopon, you're not allowed to do that. That means, if a person wants to squeeze lemon, and he wants to put it into his salad, he can't squeeze the lemon into an empty plate, into a cup, and after say, when I've got a lot of lemon, I'll put it into the salad. I'll put it into the food. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Only if you do straightforward from the food into food. Because you're not allowed to have a status that this is considered juice. You have to be a status, it's not considered juice ever. If it is straight from the food to a food, it's not considered juice altogether. If in the middle you have a status which is considered juice in the cup, in the empty utensil, which you are putting inside, empty plate, empty cup, then it's considered juice that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Se'if Yud Tes. Oh. Now what happens if you're not going to squeeze it into food? You want to squeeze it into juice. Let's say you've got a tea, and you want to squeeze your lemon into the tea. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Why not? Let's see that inside. Heter ze shel sipas peyos. If you go and this heter from squeezing out food, the teich oichlin into food. Lo nema, not said elik shesicha the teich oichel. Only if you squeeze it out into food. Veloike shesicha the teich mashke. Not if you squeeze it out into juice. Vatam. The reason is mishum shem mashke. Abol teich mashke. Nisha boy shem mashke. If you got this juice which goes straight into juice, it's considered also juice. The nemtah, and the fact, mashke ma'ichel, you're taking out juice from the food. Lachen also lischot limon, in order to squeeze a lemon, the terch kois tea, in order to put into a cost from tea. Why? Because you're taking from food and you're making into a juice. Any juice which comes out from the solid makes it a juice. Which makes it, it stays in the status from food, will allow you to go straight into food. And if it goes straight into juice, into something which is not a solid, goes into something which is a liquid, it's got status from liquid. So you're taking away liquid from solid. Liquid from solid is also mishum mefarek, chita on Shabbos. Se'if chof. Se'if chof. Person wants to go and do schitas limon, he wants to squeeze out the lemon, the teich sukkah, to the sugar. I'm not lit noiva mashke, in order to put it into a drink afterwards. That means, he takes a lemon and he squeezes it into the sugar. The reason why he squeezes it into the sugar was not to eat the sugar, which has got the lemon inside it. That will be allowed according to everybody. But he wants to put the sugar inside his tea at the end of the day. Some people say it is allowed, some people say it's not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah says it's allowed, the Chaznish takes on, one is not allowed to do it. Let's see that inside. Ha-poskim nechleku, there is a dispute in the poskim. In mutar lischot, if you're allowed to squeeze out limon, lemon, natech sukkah into sugar. Kasher kavonosa, your kavona is, liten achakach ha-sasukkah l'tech ha-mashke, putting the sugar inside the drink. Yesh she-tiu, some people say it's allowed, the Mishnah Berurah takes on, it is mutar. And Some people say the Chazanish takes some. It is asa. What is the reasoning for the problem? So, because when you squeeze it out from the solid, it goes straight into a solid. It goes into the sugar. So it comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, now you're squeezing it from a solid to a solid. So it's considered a solid. You haven't done the ferric. What happens afterwards, you put it inside the drink, so something else completely. It's a solid which goes into a drink. It's not my problem altogether. But the Chazanish holds, since you know that you're going to put it into the solid at the end of the day, you're going to put it into the drink at the end of the day, you can't come along and say you're taking it from a solid to a solid. Because you know the reason is because you're putting it in a solid in order to put it into a drink at the end of the day. So according to the Chazanish, it's considered you're taking it from a solid to a liquid. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's considered a solid to a solid.